It's 88.5 KCSN. I've always love it when this guy comes because it pretty much goes like this. I start and say it's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels. And I welcome Steve Earle. Steve, how are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm a little fried, but it's that time of getting the records out. So I'm traveling around the country, going to record stores and radio stations, going, buy my record. So that's what I've been doing for the last 2 weeks. Started in Toronto, went to London, buy my record. Came back across 3 days in New York, buy my record. Then I went to Boston and
We need to add to that is, as a little housekeeping, you're referring Steve to Steve Earle and the Dukes, So You Want to Be an Outlaw,
which is
in stores and online, available
as of last Friday. It's everywhere. Everywhere you can still get records.
We like that when they do. As a matter of fact, one of the things we're going to talk about today is that you are going to be at a real life record store where records.
Several of them, and we always do that. We always put out something for Record Store Day every year. And this year we put out a single, couple of live tracks. One song that's on this record is a song called Fixin' to Die. Stuff we recorded at the Continental Club during the time that we were recording the record in Austin. And this Record Store Day was a 7-inch from that. And we're going to release the whole set for next Record Store Day on a 12-inch, same cover. So we used to make records for girls. Now we make them for nerds. So it's one of those deals. You just have to kind of, come up with all kinds of. We pay a lot of attention to the vinyl. The vinyl version of this record is equal to the deluxe version of the CD. It has four extra tracks, four covers, two Willies, a Waylon, and a Billy Joe Shaver, which is kind of what inspired all this stuff. The moment that I left Texas and arrived in Nashville was, the moment that, people started talking about calling those guys outlaws. And they only called them that because they wanted to make records the way they wanted to make them. And people in Nashville had never heard of an artist wanting that before. So it was kind of
And I can remember, shocking. I can remember, I've been around long enough that I still have the Copperhead Road tin. Do you remember
the tin? Yeah, because that was for the UK, and some of them ended up over here. It was like they.
I still have one if you need it.
No, it's like I think I have one. That's one. I don't have that many things, but I think my dad hung on to one of those.
Why don't we have you play a song from it now?
You can do the title track. So you wanna be an outlaw, but listen to me. Living on the highway ain't everything it's supposed to be. Everybody reckons that they wanna be free. Ain't nobody wants to be alone. Running down the alley at a quarter to three. Hollering for Sally, honey, what you trying to do to me? She said, go to hell, I'm going back to Tennessee. I said, Angel, you can never go home. Never go home. Never go home. If you wanna be an outlaw, you can never go home. So you wanna be an outlaw, better listen up, kid. Steal $1 million and you had to keep it hid. Ain't no place to spend it in the desert if you did. Can't take it with you when you go. Something always laying for you up around the bend. Everything that goes around and back around again. And you can't trust anybody, not a lover or a friend. Mama, maybe then you never know. Never do know. You never do know. If you wanna be an outlaw, then you never do know. Better not pout and better not cry. Won't nobody give a damn about you when you die, but the devil when it combos do. try to flag a ride. Don't you fall down on your knees. Don't you know it's already been tried. Hate to tell you, but the only upside is sing a devil out of the blues. Singing the blues. Keep on singing the blues. Yeah, sing the soul you say you wanna be an outlaw blues.
It's 88.5 KCSN, and we have Steve Rohl live. Your life's experience and the character, the character that has been built, that is Steve Rohl. The trials, the tribulations, the good times, the bad times, the hard times. You're the real thing. You're the real thing when you write songs.
Well, I learned. I had really great teachers, and we'll talk about that in a minute. I met Townes Van Zandt in Texas before I went, and I was playing coffee houses for the most part. I didn't have an electric guitar. My dad wouldn't let me have one, but I was too young to play bars, so I was playing coffee houses. And I heard about Townes immediately, but then all of a sudden, Willie moves back, and. I was at the Dripping Springs reunion and the first 4th of July picnic and, just bought a ticket and went. And, all of a sudden I'm standing in a cow pasture with guys that used to kick my ass listening to the same band. And that's, it was a pretty, Texas was headed for being something different. I thought it was headed for being Southern California at the time, and then something happened after I left in 1974, and it's become something different than that. But nobody could imagine a Republican governor in Texas when I left. And it was just didn't happen until relatively recently, and I think people kind of forget that.
Well, why don't we listen to more? You got another one off the album you want to play?
Yeah, I want to play another couple of ones. You probably, you can hear... We're Looking for a Woman's the track that we've been pimping recently, but I want to play something just because we're that time of year when there's guys in this part of the country, now that we're out west, there's lots of them going out every day and risking their lives to protect property, some of it property that houses that shouldn't have been built in the burn area anyway, but that's another story. But I thought Hotshot Crews needed a song of their own, so this is called The Firebreak Line. Well, I'm cutting out a firebreak line, cutting out a firebreak line, digging down deep to the clean line, cutting out a firebreak line. Well, I'm a wild five fool on the Yellow Mountain Hot Shot Crew. I can swamp through hell, I can walk through hell. I'm an EMT and a torch man too. When the wind's blowing hot and dry, box and the cinders fly, I made my stand with 20 good men. Better band of brothers you'll never find. I got their back and they got mine. When I'm walking on a firebreak line, well, I'm cutting out a firebreak line, cutting out a firebreak line, kicking down deep to the plain line, cutting out a firebreak line. Ed Pulaski is a friend of mine. When I'm cutting out a firebreak line, he invented this thing like an axe I swing, and he never left a member of his crew behind. But when I come across the line, he took him down an abandoned mine, and then pulled his gun, said he'd shoot the first one. They got it in his head and tried to go outside, got everybody out alive. Ed Pulaski is a friend of mine. When I'm cutting out a firebreak line, cutting out a firebreak line, digging down deep to the clean line, cutting out a firebreak line. Woo! Well, I'm cutting out a firebreak line, cutting out a firebreak line, digging down deep to the clayin line, cutting out a firebreak line. Better pray that the wind will die and it rains down from on high, And let's raise the glass to the hot shots past. Hot shot heaven up above the sky. Looking down on me when I'm cutting out a firebreak line. Well, I'm cutting out a firebreak line. Cutting out a firebreak line. Digging down deep to the clean line. Cutting out a firebreak line. Well, I'm cutting out a firebreak line. Cutting out a firebreak line. Digging down deep to the clean line. Cutting out a firebreak line.
That hit home. That hit home because it's 88.5 KCSN, one of our great songwriters. And a real shareholder in the mission and purpose of KCSN, Steve Earle, joining us.
The second verse of that song talks about Ed Pulaski, who was a forest ranger at the turn of the last century, and he invented the there's two tools that are peculiar to upcountry firefighting. And, you know, one is called a chingadero, and we won't, you know, it's like a hoe, and we don't have to explain in this part of the country, like, where that name came from. The other one is called a Pulaski or a Pulaski tool, and it's named after this guy. And he's famous for two things. He invented this thing. It's an axe on one side and a mattock on the other, and it's perfect because you have to cut, you know, vegetation, limbs, whatever, trees, small trees. And you're also, this says digging down to, you know, to the clay and lime. You're digging down, you dig a break deep enough that there's no organic material left to burn, to contain the fire. And so I spent a lot of time on the internet trying to figure out, you know, how to come up with what kind of equipment do these guys use. He also, I found out about the guy that invented the Pulaski tool, he's famous for taking his whole crew, which was 47, 48 guys, because this was before the specialized hotshot crews. He took them into they had a fire like turn around on them and burn back, wind changed, and they went and he took them into an abandoned mine shaft. And these guys were from around there. When there's a fire, there's bears and snakes and stuff in a mine shaft. They did not want to go in there, so he literally pulled his gun out to keep them inside the mine until the burn was over, and saved his whole crew. So he's famous for that too. So I figured that guy deserves a folk song.
Heck yeah, you know,
that's kind of John Henry territory,
man. Right there. When you think of all the things that just went in that, it does, though, inspire a question, because I saw in an interview you did recently, one of the things you said, that it was more or less a question of where the songs come, why you're doing it, what makes you want to write songs, and you stated that in your life you've learned this sense of empathy.
Yeah, no, that's people don't care about what happened to you. They care about what happened to you that they can relate to. And you can also give them a voice, like I did, and you know, the idea of the firebreak line, some people might take offense to this, works the same way that John Walker's blues did. You give someone besides yourself a voice to try to help other people understand them a little bit more. So the job's empathy anyway. I think when I learned that for once and for all, my first record has a song called Little Rock and Roller on it. And I was, you know, it was after it was out, and I was doing a benefit in Nashville, and Johnny Cash was on it. And he walked up to me and said, you know, I really love that song, Little Rock and Roller. And then about 2 weeks later, I'm in a truck stop in Arkansas somewhere, literally just like the song says, and a guy walked up to me, a truck driver, and he said, I really love that song, Little Rock and Roller. And then the light went off, and I said, that's, you know, what people love about that song is not me feeling sorry for myself because I'm riding around in a bus that costs more than their house. It's because everybody misses their kids when they travel for a living. It's the stuff that we have in common that makes all that stuff connect, and what makes, you know, what makes art find an audience, you know, more than anything else is empathy.
Let's do one more song, and then let's talk about the fact that you're going to be performing at a record store later today.
Yep.
And the other shows that you're going to be doing in upcoming weeks. But it's Steve Earle, and it's live on 88.5 KCSN.
This is written by my ex-wife, Allison Moore, and Emily Earle, my niece, and I helped them finish it because I wanted to sing it. It's like... Sunlight blew right through the shades that gently pulled down, dragged me from my dreaming, and I woke up on the ground. The phone was ringing by my head just like I knew it would. News from Colorado's never good. Brother stole another car, they're holding him downtown. Sister's telling everyone he's in the army now. Mama only says the things and daddy says she should. News from Colorado's never good. So far away, it seemed like only yesterday. Took my first few steps out on my own. Looking in the mirror now, I see 1,000 miles. Somehow Colorado doesn't feel like home. Ain't no way to go back, even if I wanted to. Only be a waste of time, there's nothing I can do. Breaks my heart, but somehow I have always understood. News from Colorado's never good. News from Colorado. News from Colorado. News from Colorado.
We're big on sustain here.
Let it rain.
It's 88.5 KCSN, Steve Earle. You're going to be playing tonight at the world-famous Amoeba here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, tour of Amoeba. Going to do the one here and the one in San Francisco tomorrow. It's going to be fun.
And that's an experience. I'm sure you're like every one of us who are real music fans, going to be able to go into the community that forms in a record store like Amoeba is great. But it's also fun because you get to go tour the racks and go, ooh, look at that one.
I also might get to pick out a bag of stuff for just because I showed up to play, which I always look forward to because it's one of the best record stores in the world, without a doubt. And so, the one in L.A. is the big one, you know.
So, oh, yeah.
It started in San Francisco, but they, you know, a lot of the mail order business, all that stuff, and the big warehouse is in the L.A. store, and it's... It's the big kahuna when it comes to record stores in the United States.
The goods. It's got the goods.
They are there.
It's got the hard to find.
I have a few things I will be looking for when I get over there.
I knew it.
See,
I knew it.
No doubt about it.
He's going to be there playing for you, the listeners, so you should head on down to see Steve tonight at 6 p.m., I believe.
6 o'clock at Amoeba.
So get in line a little early.
I'll play, you know, like a half an hour set or so, and then I'll sign your record, sign your girlfriend, whatever you got to sign.
I'll leave that one alone because I know how that turns out. And then the other thing I want to remind our listeners is you mentioned earlier about how there was that moment in Austin where you had a sense that a music scene that was vibrant at a certain period of time here in Southern California was making its way back to where from whence it came.
Right.
And I guess one of the pure temples of that era and that music scene is the Troubadour.
Yeah,
and it seems
doubt.
Only fitting that you would have the band and the purpose of this record to appear and do a couple nights.
Yeah, we're going to be two nights at the Troub, and it's, I forget the exact dates.
It's August 11th and 12th.
11th and 12th.
Well, it's great having you out here. The album, So You Want to Be an Outlaw, the man is Steve Earle. The band is the Dukes, and it's always more than fun. It's always educational, inspirational, and yeah, once in a while, you know, we get to talk out a class off the air. So it's good seeing you here, buddy.
Good seeing you.
Keep doing what you do.
Oh, I don't know how to do anything else, so I have to. And you keep doing what you're doing because I have a place that people can hear my music in Los Angeles.
You know you always have it.
Thanks.
It's Steve Earle live on 88.5 KCSN.